If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
Hey, it's me, Paige DeSorbo, and I'm so excited to share my new shoe collection at DSW, filled with my favorite styles and trends for spring. Because if you know me, you know I'm kind of obsessed with shoes. And by kind of obsessed, I mean head over heels. You're going to love these shoes. So snag super cute styles like cute flats, fun heels, and cool sneakers from the Paige DeSorbo collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store, like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
BJ and Jim. 720
for Mumford and Sons. All the sons will be there, right?
Yep, all of them, even the stepsons.
Steps. Mumford and stepsons?
They're going to be there too.
That's a great day for a band.
What time did you say again? 7:30?
7:20.
7:20.
Could be 7:30. You know me.
Yeah, I know, right? Whatever.
I sometimes forget. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Did you see the story about DIA and the expired tags and the tickets written last month? Is that crazy?
Uh-huh.
Right, I got a couple of takes on this. First of all, if I'm the people...
Well, tell everybody the story, though. First.
Oh, let me just play this. Yeah, okay. Sorry about that.
Yeah.
thank you, Jamie. Yeah. I don't know. I feel like I was just you and I talking there for a minute. Oh, yeah. Let me tell the story first.
Right.
After a short drive through DIA's East Economy parking lot, we found several vehicles with expired tags, a lot of them from Colorado, others from out of state. None of the travelers we spoke to had any idea expired tags could be ticketed here.
Well, I mean, I think traveling is stressful enough, and finding your car and leaving the parking lot and getting back, and maybe they should just give everyone a break.
We did not see any citations being issued this afternoon, but last month, DIA had one of its busiest months ever for the number of citations written, more than 1,600. That's the highest number since January 2024.
Holy cow.
Man.
1,600 expired tags, tickets written at DIA in 1 month.
But think about how fast it is. You don't have to deal with the owner or anything. You're just like,
yeah.
You know?
And each ticket's like $100 for expired tags. Now, here's the way I see it. I agree with that lady in the story there. I think it's a game, okay? I feel like if I leave my house with expired tags and I'm headed out to the airport to fly home to see my relatives
or
whatever.
You're in a safe zone?
It's a game. It's a game. I made it. You didn't get me, okay? You can double the fine. You can make it $200 if you catch me on I-25 or 225 or E-470. But once I get to the airport, that should be a safe zone, man. Right?
Yeah. No, so they can even write a ticket for out of state, huh?
Yeah.
I never even realized that either. Yeah, that's weird. Huh, I don't know why.
A little pushy out the airport, aren't they?
Yeah, they're going to give us a bad name.
I literally thought that if you made it to the airport with expired tags, you're good.
I did too, kind of.
Like hide and seek.
Yeah.
You got to make it to home base.
You just don't feel like they'd go out there to write tickets. Yeah. They got too much going on out there.
And the police obviously aren't, they're not writing the tickets. It's DIA that's writing the tickets.
You think? Do they have the jurisdiction to write tickets?
Yeah. So there's a DPD officer that they asked him, like, why do you guys go out there and write tickets? And they're like, we're actually not the ones writing tickets. DIA has the authority to write tickets for expired tags.
Those bastards.
Yeah. So it's not even the cops.
So the revenue goes to DIA?
Yep.
Huh.
That's a good move on their part. That's $160,000 for 1 month.
If I'm Denver, I get my ass out there because I want the revenue.
Here's another thing I thought, too, when I saw the story, Jamie, is that if I'm DIA, I don't even let this story out.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because now you're sending a warning out there and people are going to go get their tags. That's going to hurt your revenue,
or they're
man.
They're going to get Ubers.
Yeah. It's going to hurt your revenue. You made $160,000 last month on these tags being expired. Don't tell anybody.
Well, they have to pay for goat yoga. Remember they
and
have
the ice skating rink that they have every year.
Yeah, they have all those different things. Yeah.
Well, I would assume they'd have the authority because they're part of Homeland Security and all that. I mean, the airports are pretty damn serious.
Yeah, but here's the weird thing. If you think about it, they're not taking away that income, right, because people get their tags. But now it might even be worse because people are going to get Ubers, so they're not going to pay to park.
Yeah. I'm talking about the income for DIA. If
that's
the income
what I am,
goes
too.
To
mm-hmm.
DIA, they are losing income.
Right, I'm agreeing with you, and I'm saying now they're getting an Uber, so they're going to lose the parking revenue.
Yeah. Okay, so that on top of, that's got to be.
See? It's a double whammy. Yeah.
They shouldn't have said anything. They should have just keep it between them and laugh. Go into their offices and laugh. Like, look how many tickets we wrote today. That's averaging over 50 a day.
That's crazy.
50 a day that they're walking around the airports slapping tickets on cars.
When did this become a thing?
I've been out there before with expired tags. I've never gotten a ticket for it. But I've been out there before with it.
You're riding dirty?
Yeah, I rode dirty with my BMW for... long time.
You're riding
Six
dirty
months.
With that thing with your Takahara airbags.
Yeah, I'm dirty, 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 man. I kind of like it.
Don't you ever just have a panic attack and think like this could go off and kill me?
Yeah, it doesn't pop in your head
every day. So, what's your point?
Not motivating enough.
What's your point?
Right? Right? Who cares if that thing goes through my sternum?
Big story this morning, and we talked about it just a few minutes ago. The coach for the Denver Nuggets has been fired. Michael Malone, gone. Gone from the Nuggets. It was announced yesterday. It started to come to light, though, that there was something going on in that locker room. I don't know what it is. How many games in a row had they lost?
Four.
Four in a row.
Yeah.
And the playoffs start soon?
In three games for the Nuggets anyway, yeah.
Three more games left, and now they fired the coach, fired the GM. I mean, they cleaned house yesterday.
Yeah, that is just so bizarre.
I wonder.
He just seems like a guy that you'd want to go have a beer with, doesn't he? You know, he just seems like he's not cocky. He's not, he just seems like
especially during the parade. He was having fun with the guys, and it was just, it was all cool.
He could be my friend, but now he's gone.
Yeah, now he's out of here. All right, this is Josh Kroenke, okay? This is the old man's son.
Well, not only him, but isn't his mom a Walton?
Yeah, I think so.
So he's mega rich.
Is that right?
I don't know.
I think his mom is a Walton. I think his mom is the daughter of not Sam, but the other brother. Sam.
And Walton Kroenke.
Yep.
Wow. She's a Walton, huh?
She is a Walton.
So Josh has got it made.
Yes. I didn't even know that part, but I watched Josh yesterday. I thought, I didn't even know what he was saying because I'm thinking one rich kid. Man.
Yeah. Yeah.
One rich kid
right
there.
Add Kroenke to Walmart.
Oh, my God. I had no idea. Yeah. This guy is loaded.
Yep.
Here's what he had to say yesterday. This is Josh Kroenke. He kind of runs the team, man.
Having observed that group over a period of time, there were certain trends that were very worrisome to me at different points in time, but they would get masked by a few wins here and there. We've lost our last four, and we're trending towards a direction that I thought would probably be.
And by the way, my mom's a Walton.
And I talk in a monotone voice all the time with no inflection. Sorry, go ahead.
I don't know what the hell he said.
Well, he's really not interesting to listen to, is he?
No, no, he's not.
They basically said because everything's going the way it is and it was getting toxic, they're just doing this as a last-ditch effort to get what they can out of this season. And then
well, he also said, which I thought was interesting, he also basically said, this game is about money. I mean, he says it in a different way, but he's like, it's about money. And so this isn't, working for us.
Yeah.
I was like, damn.
And the team, man, the team hasn't said a word.
No.
So you know they're behind it, too.
Well, Jokic for sure knew.
Oh, you have to.
He's the number one player in the country.
Yeah, you have to know, right?
Yeah.
They've not said a word.
I actually have a friend who has season tickets to the Nuggets games, and he sits right behind the Denver Nuggets bench. And he has pictures of Stan Kroenke sitting there just like observing with like a little pad, and he's just writing down, and he's sitting next to Jokic's agent, and this was 2 weeks ago, and he speculates that that's like when this whole thing kind of started.
You have a friend.
How come he's never taken you to a game?
Yeah. What's his name?
Brad.
Brad. Brad sits right behind the bench, and he noticed the fallout 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, and he posted pictures on his Facebook of Stan sitting there with his little pad.
And he's friend, your friends, and he never invited you to a game?
Like season tickets.
Yeah, season tickets. He's never invited me.
And you're
me,
a Nuggets fan.
Yeah.
And you guys are friends?
Yeah, I love the Nuggets, and we're friends. Yeah.
Yeah, it is
weird. Well, Brad, huh?
Uh-huh, Brad. Mm.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. Well, it seems like Brad knew before any of us.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I think he did.
You and your friends.
Yeah. Brad's on the pulse, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're connected. Oh, you are connected. You are connected.
Okay.
Yeah, so do you think, now let me ask you this. Do you think, because you're a Nuggets fan.
Yeah.
Do you think they're going to go far in the playoffs?
I think that they could win the first round depending on who they draw in the matchup, but they won't make it past the second.
Here's my theory. Depends how mad they are at the coach and the GM.
Yeah.
If they have something to prove, like, look, we didn't need that guy anyway, then they'll go further.
Chip on their shoulder.
Yeah.
This could be a spark plug.
Yeah.
This could really get the team going. But did they lose a player?
It could be like Murray's out.
Is he out? Murray is hurt.
Okay.
Right now.
I thought they lost a player. Yeah.
Hamstring, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Damn, Jamie.
Yeah, you know everything.
No kidding. You're just like Brad.
Just call me.
Finger on the pulse.
First of all, I didn't even know what player's out. I didn't know the injury at all. Man, Jamie White, dude.
There you go.
All right. Mumford & Sons ticket, 720 for your chance to win.
BJ and Jamie.
Look at me on time. Look
Whoa,
at me.
What
Look
the?
At me. Well, 2 minutes late.
Yeah, I was
2 minutes.
Say,
it That's not
wasn't
bad, though.
Perfect. It wasn't perfect. All right, here's the deal. Mumford & Sons at Red Rocks. It's going to be July 21st. Love that venue. If you are caller 19 right now, you get to see Mumford, the Sons, and even a bonus. The stepsons are coming this time.
Wow, yeah. The whole family.
Yep, caller 19, 303-22-ALICE.
Hey, Spadil. You know, you are...
Neat.
Yeah, you're a neat guy. You are a neat guy.
What did I do this time?
Well, sometimes we feel like that some of these friends that you make up don't exist, and that you just like to be a part of the story.
No, he's real. Brad's
real. I know. I know. You just told the story about Brad. Brad sits behind the bench, season tickets, right behind Joker and all the players and the coaches and the owners and all that, and how they had a notepad out, and you could see writing down stuff, taking notes, and wasn't happy with the team. That's why the coach got fired. The whole story. Okay?
Yeah.
The whole story. But then we get a text.
Yeah.
And according to the text, there was an article that came out a couple of days ago about a guy that sits behind the bench and knew all about the agent sitting there and taking notes and all that. Pretty much identical to your story.
Yeah, I guess it was on ESPN.
Uh-huh.
There was, that same story.
Yeah.
Could it be that your Brad story might be that you read this story and you're just kind of getting a little...
No, Brad's real, and he just sat in the same place that this reporter sat.
The guy that wrote the story.
Oh, so I bet he sat on his lap.
Yeah, exactly.
Same seat.
Yeah,
on his lap.
Yeah, the ESPN guy sat on his lap.
Because Brad was like, "I got season tickets, man. I'll give you.
I'll get you in, dude."
So that's just a coincidence that somebody says an article came out identical to the story you just told.
Yeah, this is a huge coincidence.
Huge. It happens.
Massive.
Crap happens.
Yeah, it does.
It really does. Tabloid trap.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Ash is next.
And now, Jamie talks about everything.
Fun Hollywood news and gossip.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Oh yeah, that's me. Yeah. Okay, we were talking basketball earlier, and LeBron James, he will become the first male athlete with an official Ken doll.
No kidding.
Yep.
A Ken doll.
Yep, the figure was created as part of Barbie's signature Kenbassadors. It's a Kenbassador collection, which celebrates influential Ken figures who are creative, creating positive change and contributing to a better world. LeBron is contributing to a better world. All he does is lay on the floor and cry and say he's injured.
Yeah. I think that's a better world. I'm with you.
I guess that now, Ken doll is, be just laying sideways.
Is the move here that Barbie's going to start dating NBA players?
Oh, like a Kardashian?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
It might be where we're headed here.
Maybe. Yeah. The collector's item will be available on Mattel's creation site starting April 23rd, priced at $75.
$75?
$75
for a LeBron doll.
Wow. A LeBron doll. Yep. So there you go.
All right.
Do you guys want to be Kenbassadors?
No
Kenbassador?
I would like to have a doll that's me, though.
Can't you get bobbleheads made out
you
of your
head? You can.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Yeah. You can send it in, then they make you a bobblehead.
Yeah, maybe I go that direction.
Yeah, maybe so. What are you going to do with your bobblehead?
I don't know. I'm sure it'd be collectors. For me.
You okay?
I don't know.
Yeah. Everything's fine. Let's see here. What else was I going to tell you? Denise Richards said her rocky divorce from Charlie Sheen impacted her acting career. The actress said that in the late 2000s, nobody wanted to work with her. They were all pro Charlie Sheen, and she was the bad guy, so she couldn't get any work. And look how that all turned around. Mm. Now he can't pretty much get any work, and she's working. She did eventually take back control of her narrative, jumping into reality TV with Denise Richards' It's Complicated in 2008, all in an effort to show the world who she really was. And now she has a new reality show, too. Actually, last night was the finale or whatever, season finale. And the week before, Charlie was on her reality show.
Yeah.
So
I think it'd be hard for Charlie, though, to get more work because when you see Charlie, you can't think of a character. You just think of Charlie Sheen, you know? So it's really tough for him, I think. He's kind of pigeoned on that, right?
Well, he is 2.5 men in my head.
Yeah. And you can't get away from that.
But, man, I wonder what his checks are like from that because that's always on.
I don't know.
2.5 men is like, I mean, it's crazy. It's Every always day. On.
It's the same thing with Friends, too. Just those They're two shows always on.
Always. All right. Well, let's see here. Oh, the Hawk Tog Girl. Oh, my God. Hawk Tog Girl. I guess she got a movie part or something. Wow. No, it's a TV show. She recently landed what appears to be her first ever acting gig in a form of a cameo. Oh, it's only a cameo. This is not worth talking about. Let me just put that under the pile, okay? Yeah. But I thought everybody was mad at her because she did not a Bitcoin.
The meme coin.
Yeah, the meme coin.
Mm-hmm. She kind of like made it seem like she was being manipulated into doing it. So she like put the pressure off onto these other people and now people aren't as mad at her.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. Because, I mean, she ripped off a lot of people.
Yeah, a lot of people.
I'm still mad at her.
Yeah.
Did you buy the Hawk Tog coin, did you?
Yes, I did. I sunk myself into that one deep.
Did
yeah,
you?
But yeah. It sounds like she was like manipulated into setting up this basically, it's just a scam.
I don't care.
Yeah.
I'm still mad at her.
You know what is funny is I was watching, I know, Bravo. Shocker. But I saw a movie trailer and that, remember, Carson, you probably don't, but like 2 or 3 years ago, I told you about that little Irish kid. He's so cute with the glasses.
Yeah.
The red glasses. And I was like, this kid's going to be a star. Sure enough, he's in that movie.
Really?
Yeah, he got that role.
Oh, good for him.
It's crazy how the internet makes like people famous, isn't it? He was just a little cute Irish kid with his little accent. And he was on, I followed him on social media because he's just adorable. And now he's a movie star.
Almost overnight, these people, these influencers are just getting big parts and starring in commercials, all kinds of stuff.
Even the record industry has all changed. You know, Benson Boone, he only made it through the internet, you know? It's so crazy. Kylie Jenner, they're saying she's really, really mad at Timothy Chalamet. What are you doing over there? Are you texting your wife?
Jamie.
What?
You're not going to believe this.
What?
Every word that we've said is now in text because I cannot turn off the dictation on my phone. And on this, and it's being sent to my wife.
No!
Okay, being sent to my wife, and it talks
Lisa's
about...
Lisa's a whore.
Listen. Remember just before we went on the air and you said how things are going at home?
Oh, no, they'll know it.
Yeah, so it's not as bad as you thought it would be, BJ?
Well, good.
It's all on here.
Well, at least you said positive things about her.
Yeah.
The whole thing's on here.
Didn't we tell you how to go into settings? And
I did it. I turned off dictation. It still does it.
Are you hitting the mic by any chance?
He is.
No. And it was sitting over to the side.
Because once you hit the mic, I mean, it stays on.
No.
I think fat fingers.
I'm just saying, that's what happens.
Oh, man, I can't
see that. Mine's going on right now, and I did.
Yeah, it's the microphone.
I cannot send what was just put on here. This is going to get me in big trouble.
Well, especially that whore part. No, without explanation, that's going to be odd. Yeah. And uncomfortable for both of us.
Yeah, right. Yeah, you just turned off fast.
Anyway, that I guess Kylie's upset because they've been together for a while now, and she wants a ring, and his family is telling him, no, do not put a ring on her finger, because all she is a clout chaser, and basically, if he goes away, I mean, what's she got? I mean, sure, she's Kylie in her lip kit, but she, you know, she really, what does she do?
Isn't she a billionaire?
Yeah, but it doesn't matter. She wants to be famous.
Yeah.
You know?
She wants to be a true celebrity.
Yeah. And so she gets to go to the Oscars on it. As a billionaire, you don't get invited to the Oscars.
Yeah.
You know? So they're saying that he should not put a ring on it because she's a clout chaser. I think we said that before, though.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, you know? Riding his coattails all the way.
He's
for sure.
So scrawny. And he's so white. Ugh. I mean, there is nothing attractive about that guy.
Nothing.
Nothing. It's just... bones and white skin. Ugh, it's like eating a piece of chicken.
Unless it's boneless chicken.
Well, and it's the white meat, obviously. Mm. Yeah. All right. Well, anyway, Ed Sheeran is gearing up to drop his 8th studio album titled Play. And he said it's going to be his most diverse and playful record yet. So we'll see what happens with that. They said it's really wacky. Some of it's wacky. But I do like the Azizam.
There you go.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it's hard.
That's a good song.
It's really good. I like it a lot. But it's just like, apate. Takes you a minute. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, takes you a minute. One of Kurt Cobain's guitars is going up for auction. It's a white Fender Stratocaster, which he used and smashed. Well, wait a minute. It's smashed? And the starting bid is $30,000 for a smashed guitar? Wow. Oh, I guess it says, they repaired it.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I need to read further.
Yeah, it's always that last paragraph.
It really is.
They throw those kickers in there.
Yeah. They sure did. Anyway, so it's starting, the starting bid is at $30,000 starting today. It's from 1992. We'll see how high that goes up. And then finally for you, the Nuggets, Denver Nuggets. We lost our coach and the general manager. I kind of feel bad for the general manager.
Why?
Because he's not getting mentioned.
Yeah.
It's just the coach.
It's all about the coach.
Well, he's behind the scenes guy. It is weird, though, that they let them both go.
Yeah.
On the same day.
I didn't know that they were bickering.
Well, usually it's the general manager that fires the coach.
Yeah.
But somebody fired them all.
Well, they called it a cold war because, like, Malone wanted players, like, veteran players to be on the team to help Jokic win more championships.
And the other guy wanted young
Booth
and
wanted young players.
Ones,
yeah. And then Malone wasn't coaching
the
young
article.
Players.
He got that from Brad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We read the same article.
Thanks, Fidel.
Yeah.
Inside source.
All right, I'm done. There you go, tablet trash.
BJ, Jamie Morning Show. It's going to be very, very windy today, but warm.
BJ and Jamie.
So what do you make of this? China says that TikTok is not for sale.
Well, we knew that, kind of.
Yeah, we've been saying that all along since last week when this deadline was coming. Then they kicked it back, you know, that the deadline's been extended.
Well, because remember they said there's no broker, and that they went to J.D. Vance and like, we'll buy it. Because like Google went there and Amazon went there and they're like, we'll buy it. And he's like, okay. But well, they don't know who to ask.
But we've also assumed that there's been somebody that's been waiting to buy it. Some bids are in. And again, just like you said, we don't know the full story on this thing. But yesterday, Chinese people came out yesterday and said, we're not for sale. We can go on without America. We can use TikTok around the world. We don't need America on this one.
Yeah.
And so when the next deadline comes along, there's a good chance this thing goes away in America.
Well, Carson's moving to the EU.
Yeah, he may have to. You may
on
have
the
to
next
move.
Flight.
You can move down to Mexico. You'd be good.
Oh, that's true. Yeah. Or Canada.
Australia. Or Canada. Yeah. Something. Yeah. All right. Here's the guy making the announcement yesterday. This guy, I mean, he really means what he says. He means it.
I felt like there was a cuss word in there.
Was there?
There was a lot of passion.
I don't know Chinese.
I feel like there was.
Spadil, you didn't catch that?
No, there was no curse word.
Yeah, right.
Are you sure about that?
You listen to it again. Listen to it again.
I thought I heard it in TikTok. I sure did.
关于涉及到TikTok的问题, 中方此前已多次阐明了原则立场, 中方将依据中国的法律法规 处理相关问题。
Let me back it up.
Sure.
Oh man, I missed that one.
You've got to bleep those. Oh. All right, we'll be right back. Hang on.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, drill deep to left.
Ohtani connects and it's gone.
Skeen strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the risk takers, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the boldest voices in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about breaking barriers, defying expectations, and rewriting the rules. No limits, no apologies, just real talk. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.